name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name.
You know, these words of that song are taken right out of the Bible, Isaiah chapter 43. But now, thus saith the Lord who created thee, O Jacob, and he who formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I guess if I had some favorite verses in the Bible, which I certainly do, probably numbered in the top 10 would be this passage from Isaiah 43, verse 2. How many times have I thought of it? How many times have I said it out loud? When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers. What are the rivers? The rivers are those difficulties in our lives, those crises in our lives, those trials and tribulations and testings, those conflicts. And the Lord says, when you go through those deep waters, I'm going to be right there with you. They won't overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you're not going to be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Those are positive words that we can take from God's precious word, which serves as an anchor for the soul. And I'm happy to have this opportunity to share with you not my philosophy and not my opinions, but God's word. That's the anchor. Let the gales blow. Let the rivers flow. Let the fire burn. God's word is an anchor to the soul that will hold us steady and unmovable, allowing us to always be abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. He is my salvation and my song and my strength. And even though many a time we tread deep waters, the Lord is right there. Who is it? The Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also once walked when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. You probably recognize these words as being from Colossians chapter 3, telling us what to do, what to put off, what to put on, how to live, how to conduct our lives, Christian behavior. And I doubt seriously if there is anyone in my audience right now who really doesn't know right from wrong. I mean, in your deepest heart, you know the sinfulness of certain kinds of action. You know that adultery is wrong, immorality is wrong, hatred is wrong, temper is wrong, jealousy, stealing, lying, uncleanness, all of that stuff. In your deepest heart, you know it's wrong. And as we read verses of Scripture like this one in Colossians, which holds up to us the ideal of what God wants us to be, and as a Christian, we want to be everything he wants us to be. And we want to mortify, that means put to death, the members of our body. That is unclean, that is impure, displeasing to God. We want to do that. And we want to put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, lying, and all those other negative things. And we want to put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. But I'll tell you what, how far short we come, don't we? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we're far from being perfect. As a Christian, our heart really wants to please God, but so often we disappoint him and we fail him. That brings me to my next verse of Scripture. You see, I have to read those others. And that's how I preach. I preach holiness of living, godliness. I present the ideals that God gives to us. And Scriptures like, be holy even as God is holy. Be perfect. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. And I present to my congregation and to my invisible audience out there in the radio audience the fact that God does want us to walk pleasingly in his sight, to do those things that are right. But after saying all that, how well do I know the frequency that we make moral bankruptcy and shipwreck? And so I come to this verse, found in Jeremiah 31, verse 3. And you have to couple this together with all those other beautiful verses of Scripture. I think they're beautiful because anything that speaks to us of God's requirements and we know his mind and what his will is, that's the delight of our heart. It's not hard. I want to know what God requires of me, even though I often come short of it. I want to know, and those Scriptures are beautiful, but it has to be linked together with this one in Jeremiah 31, verse 3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. How magnificent is that verse. In the midst of our failures, in the midst of our shortcomings, does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong, when for my grief I find no relief, though the tears flow all the night long. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. Though the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior care. Well, I'm going to keep on preaching holiness, godliness, being 100% sold out to Jesus, but I'm also going to preach sermons about the fact that his love is everlasting. And even in my failures, and I'm talking about when we have a heart for God. I'm not talking about people who once upon a time they say they gave their heart to Jesus and they were saved, and now they live corrupt, immoral lives and they have no desire to change. I'm not talking about that sort of thing, because I certainly believe it is possible to become apostate and to get away from God. I'm talking about people who do love the Lord. You have a heart for God. But in the midst of your hunger and desire for God, you have a lot of failures and a lot of shortcomings too. To you, I want to say this word. The Lord says, "Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." And as we think of that unfailing love, God's unfailing love, that he loves me, he loves you. And when I respond to his love, and my heart wants him, even though I stumble along the way, the Lord is right there to lift us up, to strengthen us, to make us whole again, to bring strength and victory in our lives. That's how much he loves us. Unfailing love. What a message. What a thought. Thank God for it. Unfailing love. Listen to the words of this song.
His heart and heals my soul.
What a message. What a song. And the beautiful harmony of the Lennon sisters. God's unfailing love. I think I would just like to pray for you right now. I tell you what, I'll pray for you and you pray for me. That the Lord would just touch our lives in a very special way. Has there come some failure in your life as you have really been trying, but you just didn't make it? You gave in. You stumbled along the way. Do you have a heart for God? Do you want Him more than anything in all this world? Then turn to Him right now with all your heart and soul. Jesus said, Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Yes, the Bible is true that God's wrath will be poured out upon the ungodly. God's word is true that our sins will be judged. But God's word is also true where it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And there's not a failure, there's not a sin in one's life, but what if they will truly repent of it and turn to God, they can find total forgiveness and cleansing and the guilt lifted. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, touch our hearts. Oh, how we desire to please You in everything, every word, every deed, every thought. But how often we stumble along the way. We pray together for God's mercies and strength and grace upon us. How thankful we are for God's unfailing love and Your word that tells us, yea, I have loved Thee with an everlasting love. Thank You for that. And Lord, we come to You in prayer today, not in our name, but in the name of Jesus our Savior, praying that You would touch each one of us. I pray for my friends out there in that unseen audience, wherever they are, whatever they're passing through, whatever circumstance they're wrestling with, touch their hearts. If there be sin in the heart, if there be some moral failure, some bankruptcy, Lord, bring Your forgiveness and Your cleansing and Your wholeness and lift that burden of guilt. And may they find in Jesus that peace and joy and forgiveness that only the Lord can give. For who is a God who pardons like Thee? Thank You, Lord. Thank You for Your unfailing love. Thank You for caring for us. We give our hearts to You fully, completely. In the precious name of Jesus, our Savior.
Remember that Jesus will let you abide. was despised and rejected of men. This Jesus of Calvary.
I'm sorry, my time is gone. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. May God's very best be yours.
He's the same yesterday.